to even bring your team up after the game. You're up 10. Didn't finish. Had opportunities. You know, as I mentioned, I went for it on fourth and two, thinking that that would certainly give a, after the long drive and the amount of time used up in the drive, I thought that was the play at that time. I still do. Obviously, we didn't score there. We had an interception there. They drove, kicked field goal, and then we didn't do anything with the ball again. So we have a four-minute offense. We're expected to, you know, end the game with the ball in our hands. We haven't done that. We end up kicking the ball back, and the other team scores. So, you know, we get an overtime. They drive it down. We stop them. They kick field goal. We drive it down. We're in field goal range. You know, I was thinking more touchdown, to be honest with you. I was not thinking field goal, and we left ourselves with a long field goal, and for whatever reason, we missed it. I think it's the first one that Josh has missed all year. So, you know, I do think you got to score more than 20 points to win in this league, and we got an outstanding special teams play. You know, again, did not finish, had the lead 20-10, lost the ball game. Well, yeah, make them to score two touchdowns to beat you, but by the same token, if we scored there fourth and two, then we push the score up to where maybe they can't beat us with whatever, so. We're up 17. So I stand by it. What made us, me feel like who? Yeah. I felt that was the play.
What made you think that they could score two touchdowns in that 9 minutes?
Did you see them do it? That's what made me think it. Yeah, but they were down there. They were down there. How do you know what they would have done? They would have scored. They would have tried anyway. So we can argue all you want. You know, I'd have to look at the tape. I can't tell you that. Well, it's difficult. I mean, again, our team put a lot into this. They worked very hard for this. They had outstanding practices on Wednesday and Thursday. We were in good position to win the game. We didn't win the game. We didn't finish it. We didn't win it. So there's a lot of disappointment, obviously. That's all I meant. I just think you keep sitting there saying, let's make a play. And, you know, there was a couple of tip balls late in the game there that might have ended up, could very well have ended up as interceptions. So you that's part of your thinking, too. Maybe you get a turnover. Well, it's, you know, we've been in position to win games and we haven't won them. And, you know, I'm taking full responsibility for that. But it's still, we're there. And as I told the team, we've got to find a way to finish a game, to win a 60-minute game and be in position at the end of the game to win it. It seems like back and forth, we do have opportunities, even offensively, to end the game before they get the ball in the final drive, and we haven't been able to do that. So,
can you talk about your offensive line? You know, you had a lot of rookie hard started out there today, just the way they performed for you.
Well, it's obvious that we were going to run the ball or try to run it, and we did. We did try to run it, and I thought, I haven't seen the tape, but he did a respectable job, I'm sure. I mean, he went out there and battled. He's been in a lot of big games as a young a young player. He's only going to get better. So we had to obviously go to him, and we did, and I think he certainly held his own.
Any update on Flowers?
No one has reported anything to me, no. Just to put him on both sides, just to be able to use him on both sides. Well, obviously, I've made a decision to be very aggressive at the end of the games. I've done it all year long. Don't have a lot to show for it, but we've tried to do that. But we try to take some of the pressure off of everybody, and had we scored that touchdown, fourth and two, I think we would have taken a lot of pressure off.